Hello, guys. Did you miss us? Because we missed you. Hello, everyone, and welcome to yet another episode of She Is Worthy. My name is Nontle, and I am your host. It has been a minute. It has been a second. I have not been very honest. Last time I recorded a podcast, I said, I'll see you guys in 2 weeks with another episode. Be sure to check it out. It's been 2 months. However, we are back with a spectacular episode. I found a beautiful poem for us to read. It's called Footprints in the Sand. So, one night, I dreamed a dream. As I was walking along the beach with my Lord, across the dark sky flashed scenes from my life. For each scene, I noticed two sets of footprints on the sand, one belonging to me and one to my Lord. After the last scene of my life flashed before me, I looked back at the footprints on the sand. I noticed that many times along the path of my life, especially at the very lowest and saddest times, there was only one set of footprints. This really troubled me, so I asked the Lord about it. Lord, you said once I decided to follow you, you'd walk with me all the way. But I noticed that during the saddest times and most troublesome times of my life, there was only one set of footprints. I don't understand why, when I needed you most, you would leave me. He whispered, my precious child, I love you and will never leave you. Never ever during your trials and testings. When you saw only one set of footprints, it was when I carried you. Heavenly Father, thank you that today we have this opportunity. I pray, Lord, that really everything would go smoothly from the recording to the editing. I thank you, Lord, that I am a vessel and I allow you to use me. I pray, Lord, that even the person listening, they have an open heart and they're just ready to receive whatever word you have today. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. So today's topic, I'll be talking on different seasons, same God. I won't focus on every single season, but I'll mainly focus on the season of hardship, the season of adversity, or the season of tribulation. Yes. So the internet describes hardship as the lack of comfort and constant toil, whereas adversity is summed up as a difficult or unlucky situation. Before we even get into it, I'd like to read Psalms 23. There's a lot of reading in this podcast. Psalms 23. It's a very classic psalm. I was going to read it at the end, but I have another psalm stored for the end of the podcast, which is very, I think the psalm is perfect. So Psalm 23 reads, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me, the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So basically, the one thing that I want to focus on here is, so the first part is, David opens the psalm by saying, the Lord is my shepherd. And this is very important because I feel when going through adversity, when going through turmoil, it is very easy to forget who God is in your life. And who you are to God. I mean, you are God's sheep and he is your shepherd. And then it says, it lists all the good things he does. Then it says, yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And two things to note here. Firstly is, yes, though I walk through. So you will walk through the valley of the shadow of death. But also, no good shepherd would take their sheep through the valley of good of the shadow of death. But you will, it will happen. You will go through it. He is with you through that shadow of death. Because he says, I will fear no evil. Because in darkness, what happens? Monsters attack you. And there's a lot of attacks. But you'll fear no evil. Evil won't be able to attack you. Why? Because you're with your shepherd. And you know that your shepherd protects you. He has done so many good things in the first passage. Why won't he continually do it even in the valley of the shadow of death? For you are with me. And he says, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And it's so important to remember that it's not even something really cool, interesting is during the ancient days, not the ancient days, but the Bible, I don't want to say the Bible days, but basically during David's time, the shepherds, they would write on their staff and their rods, their victories or what they've conquered. So David, example, would write, I killed Goliath. I killed a bear. Just so to show and to remind themselves of the goodness of God, basically. And I think this is important because your rod and your staff, they comfort me. So those victories that you've overcome with God, it comforts you knowing that we will make it through the shadow of death. We will be able to go through the shadow of death. And it says at the end, it closes it saying, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. It's important to know that the goodness is still there. The mercy is still there. Even if your situation, your season doesn't show the mercy, doesn't show the goodness, but it's still there. Why? Because your shepherd is good. The shepherd is still with you. John 16, verse 33. Jesus is teaching about the Holy Spirit, and he says, I have told you these things so that in me you will have peace. You will have suffering in this world. Be courageous. I have conquered the world. So suffering is part of the world. It's something that will happen. It's a buy one, get one free package that we all receive. But it's so important to remember who God is and who God is in your life, and you will have peace. And because in this world, you will get suffering. But in him, there's peace that surpasses all understanding. And you need to approach that from that point of view. I remember our pastor once preached that the disciples, they, during the storm, Jesus was sleeping because he had told them, we are going over on the other side. And then the sea decided to, there was turmoil, there was a lot of adversity, and you don't think you're going to make it on the other side, but Jesus rests on his word. So it's either you're going to worry about the hardships and not make it on the other side, or you're going to walk through the shadow and remind yourself of the goodness of God and what he has done. Mother, when he got his inheritance, he squandered it all, but he still had the privilege to go back, and we will have that privilege to go back. But I'm saying, what if we didn't have that privilege and we had ruined it for other generations as well? So really just a take on thing. God is constant. No matter the season, he'll always be your shepherd. He'll always be your peace in the good and the bad. And we need to just, a verse that truly depicts God's heart is 1 John 1 verse 5. And it says, "This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him, there is no darkness at all." Man, sometimes it feels like God is not coming through for you. But God is a constant God, and he really is there for you. Even in the hardship, he's there for you. Even in the good times, he's there for you. He's a constant and faithful God. Even when we are faithless, he's continually faithful. And really, I think having a memory book, not a gratitude journal, because some people don't like gratitude journals. I cannot keep up with gratitude journals, but a memory book, just to keep yourself, to remind yourself of all the good things God has done in your life, when you're going through a hard time, just to remind yourself of how of times he has been faithful. When you're going through a hard time, and really, because when we're in the storm, sometimes it's hard to remember of all the good God has done and all the shadows he's brought you through and all the storms he's taken you out of. And yeah, man, just buy a book that you will remind yourself of all the good God has done, and you can look through it when going through a hard time. Also, or when you feel like you're not being appreciative of what God has done. So the last one, the take home psalm, it's Psalm 18, and it's a psalm of deliverance. It's a praise of deliverance, basically. And it's important to praise him even in the storm. Just because you're in the storm doesn't mean the praises should stop. Just saying. There's a song that says when the praises go up, his blessing comes down or something. And I won't read the entire psalm. It's a particularly very long psalm. However, I will read from Psalm 25 until Psalm 35. So, with the merciful, you'll show yourself merciful. With the blameless man, you'll show yourself blameless. With the pure, you'll show yourself pure. And with the devious, you'll show yourself shrewd. For you will save the humble people, but will bring down haughty looks. For you will light my lamp. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by you, I can run against the troop. By my God, I can leap over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him. For who is God except the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? It is God who arms with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of deer, and sets me on high places. He teaches my hands to make war, so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You have also given me the shield of your salvation. Your right hand has held me up. Your gentleness has made me great. You enlarged my parts under me, so my feet did not slip." Yes, that's a great psalm. Go look at it. And that's about all I have for today, really. It's showing how God is so good and faithful and merciful, and how he fights our wars for us, basically. He already did it 2,000 years ago, and he's continually still doing it today. But he did the finished work on the cross. Thank you for listening to this episode. Quite a short episode. But it's just also to just remind you that you're worthy, and I will release another episode on Wednesday next week. Be sure to tune in. See you next week for reals this time. See you next week. Love you. Bye.